Well, hello and welcome to Truth Teller. Module 1. It's time. Are you ready to change your life? I am so excited to be connecting with you to begin this powerful and transformative journey towards claiming our stories, owning our voices, and most importantly, stepping into our power. So before we dive in, I want us all to get comfortable where we're sitting. Hopefully you're listening to this not in a car as you're driving. And sit and take some deep breaths. So everybody, I'll give you a minute to get comfortable. Okay, now I'd like you to take a big breath in and breathe out. Inhale one more time and breathe out. I want you to feel yourself inhabiting your body fully and settling into the moment. Like I said in the introduction, we're going to be doing a lot of body-oriented work throughout the course of this journey. I really can't wait because it's so important to be in your body to experience your truth and who you are. So let's talk about what we'll be doing for this module. This is the foundational module of the course, and it's all about the power of truth-telling. We will be sharing first-person accounts of our experiences, and that can be a really crucial component of creating both connection and community. It can also be personally and collectively healing to do this. So this week, here's what we're going to cover. First of all, we're going to talk a little bit about the difference between storytelling and truth-telling and how making this distinction will transform you and the way you share your truth with other people. So basically, truth-telling is a form of storytelling that we undertake when we want to deepen our awareness of who we are. So it's just another form of it. It requires vulnerability, authenticity, and really a full acceptance of the gifts we have gained from both our most joyful and most challenging experiences. We're also going to talk about which of your personal stories have impacted every aspect of your life. I like to call these your guiding stories, and we'll be doing a ton of work with them over the next 5 weeks. And finally, we're going to talk about how diving into our stories connects us to the core and truth of who we really are and who we want to be and what we want as women to create for our lives in the future. So let's begin by talking about the term storytelling first. It's been said by many scholars and philosophers and everyday people that storytelling is the most powerful way to put ideas out into the world today. And you might be asking, why is that? Well, bottom line is because stories have power. They have the power to delight us and enchant us. They draw us in and they teach us lessons. They inspire our own dreams and they motivate us. And a lot of stories touch us very deeply. So simply put, stories put an imprint, a picture into our minds. If you want to make a point or show someone what's inside your heart or your mind, all you have to do is tell a story. That's how I remember things best. I'm sure you can relate. So let me tell you a story right now. And as I tell you, I would like you to listen to the story with your heart and your mind and take it in with all of your senses. So sit in a comfortable position. Let's take another deep breath. I was 4 years old. It was a summer day and the cool breeze was up against my skin. I was laying under a majestic oak tree and looked up through the canopy of bright green leaves. I could hear my mom's voice calling for me, but I stayed silent, relishing the fact that nobody knew where I was. I was free. Even though I didn't have the words for it, I was plugged into my source. Deeply connected to the world around me, to the people in my life, and to what I like to call my God. Now, years later, I still recall the pure and effortless sense of wonder, curiosity, peace, and joy. I can still feel it like it was yesterday. How remarkable it felt to just be alive. At that time, I didn't have a concrete understanding of the future. I simply trusted that this was how I would always feel. But in the next few months of my life, all of that would change. Okay, so how did that make you feel, that story? What kind of impressions did you get about the storyteller? What did you feel in your body? Were you curious to know what happened next? I really like that example because it's not a big epic tale. It's a simple reflection of a moment in time. And the thing is, whether or not we're actually interested in what we are reading or seeing or hearing, whether they feel big or small, stories are alive all around us. They're the things that move us and make us feel alive and allow us to feel connected to ourselves and each other. Our appetite for stories is just a reflection of the human need to understand the world, I mean, really, and ourselves and each other. It's a personal and an emotional experience, telling a story, reading a story, or hearing a story. If you're anything like me, the stories that move you the most tend to be confessional, first-person stories that reveal deep and surprising truths about life. I love those. I love the kind of stories where people go through amazing, life-changing experiences that transform the way they look at themselves and the world. I also really love when women share experiences where they live and love deeply and they learn lessons and they save themselves. They save themselves from their circumstances. I suspect this is something that's true for a lot of women. Since the dawn of civilization, we as women have been coming together to share our stories about who we are and what matters most to us. And we innately know the value of doing this. Not only does it create community and connection, it also helps us to get to the root of who we really are and to dive into our issues and our challenges. Every single week, I have the incredible opportunity to read stories written by women who have found the courage to share their truths with our global community at Women for One. These are truly the truth tellers of the world. I've learned that there are three primary qualities of a truth teller. She shares stories that are courageous, powerful, and that allow her to dive deeply into her experiences in order to come out the other side, more strengthened and whole. That said, no one truth teller is alike, and every single one of them is truly like a unique snowflake. We're all so different. With that said, I want to tell you a few different stories about a handful of women who are totally different from each other. Try and listen with your heart and be open to connecting. Story 1. An 18-year-old woman in sub-Saharan Africa walks 10 miles down a rough, unpaved road to draw water from a well in another village. As the sun beats down upon her and beads of perspiration form on her brow, she feels the weight of her exhaustion and the fulfillment of her triumph. Because of her endurance and effort, her family will not go thirsty today. Story 2. A 32-year-old woman halfway across the world in California is finalizing the details of her upcoming wedding. As she selects flowers, color schemes, and the gown for her special day, she gazes out her window at the ocean and feels her own connection to the ebb and flow of the tide, the waves, and the elusive horizon ahead of her. She notices the mixture of excitement and fear just below the surface of her skin as she steps into this next unknown phase of her life. Story 3. A 60-year-old woman in St. Petersburg, Russia, is lying in bed after a long day of taking care of her elderly mother who has Alzheimer's disease. Between spending most of her waking hours attending to her mother's needs, consulting with doctors and estate planning lawyers, sorting through sentimental keepsakes, and maintaining her own well-being, she is exhausted. Before she drifts to sleep, she wonders what will happen after her mother passes away. Will she look back and be satisfied that she was a good, dutiful daughter? Or does she have another purpose that she has not yet fulfilled? And finally, there's the story of you. Although you may not realize it, you contain a wealth of stories. I love talking to these women that think they don't have a story. Everyone has a story and has so many of them. So you're curious, you're eager for transformation, and you're swimming in your own questions and thoughts, your own wisdom, your own experiences, and your own history. So now I want you to zoom out like you're looking at all of these women I just mentioned, including you, from a bird's eye view. Right at this very moment, your story and these women's stories are really woven together, if you could get that visual, in a gorgeous tapestry that is the tapestry of life itself. Whether those stories are of struggle or hope, joy or loss, self-discovery, or a voyage into the unknown, this single thread weaves in and out of that tapestry, creating meaning and connection. And I just love that vision. I actually call it the feminine thread, and I've seen it over the years as I've created Women for One. I really believe that all of us are connected, even though it may not seem like it all the time, and even if we've experienced wildly different circumstances and believe wildly different things, the simple act of sharing our stories with each other can create a bridge between us. And think about that bridge. It's much needed in the world right now. All it takes is curiosity, respect, and a sense of wonder to get going and building that bridge. If you go on the Women for One website, you'll see that there are as many different kinds of stories on there as the people who submitted them. We've created this huge community of women and some brave men who have shared their personal stories about everything from romantic love to grief and healing to mother-child or mother-parenting relationships to illness to finding purpose, overcoming depression, and just simply finding your voice to be able to have the courage to speak. So please, throughout the course, head to the website if you haven't already and read some of the stories there. Notice which ones resonate with you, because that'll be a giant clue about the kind of stories that move you, and there's no right or wrong answer here. And also it will be kind of a clue to the kind of stories that you'd like to experience in your life and create. If there's one thing I've learned from reading all these stories from women and men all over the world and from interviewing some very prominent truth tellers myself, from Maya Angelou to Arianna Huffington, it's this: your truth matters. You matter. Even if it feels insignificant or unglamorous to you, the ability to step back and view your life as that gorgeous tapestry I spoke about will inspire you, and it will definitely inspire others. I guarantee it. Guarantee it. So, what does it take to tell your truth? That's a big question that we all need to take another deep breath and think about. What does it take to tell your truth? First of all, you have to determine what being a truth teller means to you personally. What kinds of stories do you want to tell? How do you want to tell them? What are the experiences that have most shaped you? And what are some challenges that you've overcome and wisdom you've gained from that? I promise that by asking these questions, it will lead you to hours and hours and days and weeks and months of discovery. When we embark on this discovery, we realize we have worlds of stories that exist inside of us. And it just gets me so excited to think about that, because hearing women that say they don't have a story to tell is just preposterous. The ones we're going to focus on during this module are something I call guiding stories, like I referred to before. Now, these are the stories that have shaped our lives in such a way that we probably wouldn't even be the same person without them. These stories can range from accounts about birth, death, breakthroughs you've had, powerful choices that you've made, unexpected events that have happened to you, and basically anything else that left an indelible imprint on your life. You're going to do a lot of contemplation about your guiding stories during this module, and I really, really want you to think about these experiences with respect to you and your truth. Your truth isn't just about your stories and experiences. It's about what you most value and the highest vision you have for yourself. It's about who you want to be and how you want to live and what you want to contribute to the world. That's what I think it is. One of my guiding stories is the one I mentioned earlier about being 4 years old under an oak tree. Yes, that was me. It's a guiding story because it became a valuable reference point for me. I'm 47 years old and I still think back to that day. It gave me a visceral understanding of what it means to feel peace, joy, and a deep spiritual connection to all of life. So you might be wondering, where does this truth-telling come in? We've talked about guiding stories. We've talked about storytelling. Well, it comes when you start to consider exactly how this experience shaped you. It comes when you include details and examples. The nugget of your truth can be found in how you chose to respond to a challenge. So let's look at an example of that. Maybe a guiding story might be something like, I grew up with a learning disability, and one of the hardest experiences of my life was dealing with the shame and uncertainty that came with the people closest to me, including my own family, not seeing me as smart or competent. When I think about that, I know it shaped the rest of my life. I worked extra hard to overcome my disability, but as I began to explore further, I realized that what other people viewed as my shortcoming was actually a huge strength. It helped me to see the world in an artistic way and to value different ways of learning. Today, I head up an organization that's all about teaching educators how to work with kids with a variety of learning styles and to help them harness their talents. So that's an example of how someone might discover and follow their truth and tell it to the world. I mean, of course, not all truth-telling is simply about overcoming odds or triumphing in the face of difficulty. Sometimes our stories are still about being just on the journey of life, where things might feel like an uphill battle from time to time. Maybe the truth looks like expressing your anger or rage, or just learning to love yourself in the face of really bad circumstances. No matter where you are, it's all good. Truth-telling isn't about having everything figured out. It's about letting yourself dive into that curiosity place and ask better and better questions and to embrace your life as it is and to find the beauty in it no matter what. Find that beauty. Also, remember that our stories start and finish with our bodies, our physical bodies. It's not about getting wound up in your thoughts, which can lead to writer's block and it can also lead to obsessive compulsive thinking and anxiety. But it's about coming back to your body and letting your creativity flow from there. That's why we're doing so much body-oriented work in these next 5 weeks. This week, be sure to come back into your body, as you'll find we're going to emphasize this connection to the body as a gateway to connecting with the feminine and feminine storytelling, which is all about exploring every single one of our senses, which I love. We feel and respond to these stories with our hearts, our belly, our blood, our bones, our ears, our eyes. We have visual feelings about it as well. So with that said, I'd love for each of you to check out Women for One Truth Teller, Kara Bradley's Vinyasa Flow Workout in the bonus section of this course, which you can find on the course homepage. It will definitely help to get you into the flow of your body and your mind and your spirit. You'll also be directly working with my special guided meditation, which will help you maintain a sense of grounding in your body and your creativity throughout this course. I would encourage you to listen to it as much as possible until you can get that flow into your body and come back to that meditation space and that breath space when you're taking in new information. As always, please don't be a stranger. I'm really committed to supporting you through this process. Check in with the Facebook group and be sure to let me know how everything is going. I want to hear all about your guiding stories or what you're willing to share, your experience with feminine storytelling, and any other thoughts that crop up as you begin doing the work this week. And of course, please remember to be gentle and kind to yourself. It takes a lot of courage to do what you're doing. Truth Teller, this course, is going to ask you to stretch your courage and edges in many ways that might feel unfamiliar, but there is literally no way to do any of it wrong. I promise you. So have as much fun with it as possible, and I look forward to hearing from you, and I will talk with you next week. Big love.